When I was 6 years old, my parents parted ways, and my mother, baby sister, and I moved from our home in Fort Payne, Alabama, back to Oklahoma, where her parents lived. My father, on the other hand, chose to stay in the Alabama mountains, and I became a child with two homes in two states. Throughout the years, my mother often filled the role of both parents in my father's absence, and I am so grateful for it. And as much as I loved my Oklahoma upbringing, living mostly in suburbs, my Alabama summers with Dad were often packed with the rural experiences my children will never know. Those summertime days were filled with picking blackberries, chasing fireflies in an open field, and learning to drive on dirt roads in an old Chevy pickup. Perhaps those times were also special because during those summers, I would reconnect with my father, whose school year communications were often limited to a few uncomfortable phone calls, occasional Christmas gifts, and a birthday card. The cards, by the way, were always sent after my birthday, perhaps as a compromise between his desire to be a good parent and his upbringing as a Jehovah's Witness. As I entered my teen years, I grew resentful of my father's decision to live 800 miles away. Granted, the town where he lived was beautiful, steeped in southern charm and surrounded by gorgeous mountains. However, opportunities were limited in his area, where the norm was manufacturing work in salt factories or bakeries for minimum wage. It wasn't until my 20s I realized that to move forward, I would have to accept the relationship I had with my father, filled with distance, uncertainty, and infrequent phone calls, instead of the one I wanted. Once I came to that realization, our relationship grew. Yes, the calls were still sporadic, but the conversations were more honest and actually fulfilling. It was a loose accord, and I'm grateful every day for it. The last time I spoke with my father was October 1st, 2009. I was launching my business, and my husband and I had just put in an offer on our first home. I invited him to come stay with us after we moved, but it was not meant to be. A few days later, he died of a sudden stroke and was returned to Oklahoma as ashes. After his death, my sister and I did our best to honor him, hosting a memorial service for his family and promising we would take him home to the Alabama mountains he loved so much soon. That soon was actually 5 years later, as our whole family embarked on a vacation to New Orleans and Disney World. Realizing we would not be in that area again for a while, we brought our father with us, making arrangements to go to northern Alabama on the way home. I'd like to say he would have gotten a perverse pleasure out of visiting the happiest place on earth on the way to his final resting place, but I can only guess. The experience, however, was kind of exciting for my teenager, who suggested we leave a little of him in Disney World. We didn't. For me, however, the visit was like a homecoming. I shared a little of my childhood with my own children and introduced them to two of my favorite cousins. And although I was born with red dirt flowing through my veins, a part of me will always be deeply tied to that small area, where Lookout and Sand Mountains kiss the corners of three southern states, and my father, whose home will always be in Alabama. For Gen X, this is Jennifer Dennis Smith.